Just hours ago, the actress Lori Loughlin from the TV show Full House turned herself into the FBI. Loughlin, along with her husband, were among a long list of other parents, almost 30 in total, who are accused of paying enormous sums of money to get their kids into the nation's top universities. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the news is reinforcing many of students' worst fears about a system they believe to be rigged.
The details are jaw-dropping. The $6 million bribe, beloved coaches on the take, parents hoping to impress schools by having their kids' faces photoshopped onto the bodies of real athletes. But to many students, the reality that some rich kids are buying their way into school comes as no shock.
My initial reaction was just like disgust, like not surprised at all.
UCLA junior Regala Pekanis says she sees it as just part of the game.
What you're born into is ultimately a lot of what you get in life, as this shows.
The bigger surprise to some is that people are now actually getting busted for doing it. So far, the students themselves are not among those charged in the scheme, nor have they been disciplined by schools, as far as we know. It's all fueling doubt and speculation among some students about which of their classmates might not have earned their way in.
I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
That's Olivia J. Giannulli, a social media influencer and the daughter of actress Lori Loughlin and designer Massimo Giannulli. The parents are charged with paying $500,000 in bribes to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California. Olivia J. Giannulli quickly backtracked on her post, calling it super ignorant, but it's all left other students who got into school the hard way, like Mario Anderson, wondering who else didn't.
In general, like, you can tell, like, when someone bought their way in, they just have a je ne sais quoi of money.
Anderson says he's been rethinking why he got rejected from some schools, or Guru Durango says she's heard the same doubts from a friend who was rejected from Stanford.
At the time, she just like felt like, okay, there's probably like more competitive people, but now knowing that like people could just pay their way in and take her spot is... yeah, it's really disheartening.
Durango says it's especially infuriating to her as a student of color.
Like, people say that we only get in because of, like, affirmative action or we don't deserve to be here. So it's ironic that the people telling us this actually paid their way into here.
Getting it all on the table now, Durango says, is a bit of a relief.
Like, now they can't tell us about, like, how we got in here. It kind of takes that chip off our shoulder from, like, these accusations. So, like, to see the... like script flip like that, it kind of feels good, to be honest.
Across the country, on the campus of Boston College, students express similar frustration. Selena Bimak is applying to BC grad school. As she sees it, the few dozen bad apples busted yesterday are just a reminder of what less privileged students like her are up against.
I think it's always going to be a worry in the back of my mind. They definitely have not cleaned up everything entirely. There's no way they could have.
Many students say they also worry about the cheating and fraud that happens on a smaller scale every day by people embellishing their applications, for example, by overstating how many hours they volunteer or the awards they got. Hard as it is to verify every detail on every application, they say it's on schools to do a better job policing that. Senior Caitlin Connor says she also worries about the legal ways that money and privilege influence the application process and how parents can pay to play without breaking any laws.
They're still going to be like, I'm going to donate $1 million for this building to be done, and then you can let my son into school. And obviously it's unjust, but... of course it's going to keep happening.
As another student put it, people are always going to do crooked things to get into college. It's just how the world works. Tovia Smith, NPR News.